March 29th, time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does. So much stupidness out there today. And, well, today's Gump, courtesy of some folks at Walmart. Florida Walmart worker arrested, allegedly biting a co-worker's fingers because she believed the other woman was having an affair with her husband. Yikes. Collier County deputy said 43-year-old Claudia Cochier accosted the other woman in the parking lot last Monday. The victim told authorities she was leaving the store at the end of her shift when Collier, we will name her Collier, she's French, she threw a substance in her face that burned her eyes. Nice. The woman scuffled with Collier. That's when she bit the tip of the lady's right ring finger off. Collier, she was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with bodily harm, causing permanent disfigurement. She told officers she believed that the other woman was seeing her husband, who also works at the Walmart. Both women and Collier's husband denied anything. Now, why do they have to say at the beginning of the story then she allegedly bit her coworker, and then we find out, yeah, it was the ring finger, baby. It's gone. Yeah. I don't think that's allegedly, really. Can it be? Seriously? Might still be there. Not good. Well, we're at Walmart. Let's stay there. Elyria, Ohio. Police said that a pregnant woman and her mother were arrested after the older woman choked a 71-year-old Walmart greeter while leaving the store. Police said 46-year-old Tony Duncan was asked to show a receipt Saturday and responded by pushing a cart into the greeter, grabbing his throat, and choking him. She was charged with assault. 21-year-old daughter Ashley Jackson was charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. Local newspaper reports that she is accused of saying she would blow up the store and that the greeter would be dead when her boyfriend learned of the incident. Now, people, how bad of a day do you have to be having when a Walmart greeter just says, "Can I see your receipt?" and you choke him and say you're going to blow up the store and you're going to kill him? Seriously. Seriously, somebody needs a timeout. You don't just do that. I hope we all learn something here today from this Tuesday, March 29th, Gump File. I hope so.